Asatoma Sadgamaya Tamasoma Jyotirgamaya Mrityorma Amritangamaya Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. This mantra summarizes the word Guru. Asatoma Sadgamaya, may we move from unreality to reality, may we move from darkness to light, may we move from the anxiety, depression to the freedom. Guru, word Guru, Gukaro Andakarascha, Rukaro Teja Uchyate. Guru, Gu means darkness. Ru means light. Tamasoma Jyotirgamaya. Word Guru means Tamasoma Jyotirgamaya. May we move from darkness to light. The innermost meaning of Guru is God Himself. In Vishnu Sahasranama, it talks about Guru, Guru Tamo Dhamma. The name of the Lord Himself is Guru. Not only the He is inside every Guru. Guru Tama, He is beyond that one. Highest of the Guru. Guru Tama, Tama means highest. It's the name of, in Vishnu Sahasranama itself, it talks about. And Guru Purnima, Purnima, it, as our Manish Bhai was talking about, Ashad Purnima. Ashada, the Chaturmasya starts. Chaturmasya starts 4 months of sadhana, Ashad, Shravan, Bhadrapada, and Ashada to Ashada, Shravana, Bhadrapada, Ashwayuja. It starts from the Ekadashi in the month of Ashada called as Shayani. Shayani is laziness. Shayani Ekadashi, recline, Shayani, lie down. Recline, and the Chaturmasya finishes on Uttana Ekadashi. The people who are in slumber getting up. 4 months after that one, the Lord takes into, goes into Yoga Nidra. When the Yoga Nidra, negative forces are rampant. Shayani, you are moving from your lethargyness, tamasic, and Uttana, you are getting up. That is another message of Guru Purnima. Guru Purnima, various festivals come during this time, and it comes with Upakarma, Janmashtami, Ganesh Puja, and Navratri, Deepavali, various festivals come. Before you embark, do any celebration, you take the blessing of Guru. Starting is Guru's blessing. And Jupiter, planet Jupiter is also called as Guru. Guru, planet Jupiter takes 12 years to circle around the earth, 12 years, and whenever it completes one round, it is Mahakumbha also is celebrated. This Indian year, it extends up to March, April. In this year, Mahakumbh happens in Prayagraj. It Guru, planet, movement of Guru planet coincides with the Kumbh Mela also. If somebody is not successful in life or having obstacles, challenges, they say this Guru Kripa is not there. The blessing of a Guru is not there. That is why so much of the obstacles are happening. Seeking the blessing of a Guru for overcoming the obstacle, that is another significance. And there are various teachers are there, dance teacher, music teacher, yoga teacher, and it's a math teacher, science teacher. That is also required, but Guru is something beyond the teacher. The two, we need both material knowledge and the spiritual knowledge. we are, our school system, university, everything is exposing us to the material science. Yes, we need to know the material science, but material science keep on changing. Material science cannot give you the lasting happiness. The material science is one, and Mundaka Upanishad talks about you need to know both material and spiritual science. Yes, material science is required because you are existing on this material platform. You need to understand that one. But not to limit yourself to the material level. Dve vidye veditavye iti hasma yad brahma vidho vadanti paracha aparacha apara aparacha. You need to know the changing science and material science. The changing science helps you to look after exist. But we are not here just to exist. We have to launch ourselves to the higher platform, that is apara science. Apara, not you cannot grasp it physically. Something you can experience beyond that one, you have to know that one for that one. The spiritual science. The spiritual science, to know the material science, the material things are enough. I can go to the Google, I can go to the place, I can go to the museum, I can feel it. But para science, to know that one, you need para, the highest, to know that one, you cannot, your senses fall short of experiencing. Inferior you can experience, for the para, you need a guidance of a teacher who has traveled in this path. The traveled teacher has traveled, who can guide you? You have to have somebody who has traveled. The traveled, for outside journey, you need a Google map to get to place. But to go to some place which you have not traveled, you need a guidance of a teacher who can navigate you safely. Today in the class I was talking about Guru is not the one who will take control of your life. Guru is not there to take control of your life. Guru is the one sits besides you and empowers you to travel safely further and higher in your life. Who motivates you? Who inspires you? Inspires you, who doesn't take control of your life? Who motivates you? We want to travel, further and higher. Somebody we can rely on. Rely on sure guidance. Somebody sits besides me, guides me. That is the role of a guru. And next part, Guru Gita. Guru Gita, it talks about, Skanda Purana, talks exhaustively on the greatness of the guru, importance of a guru. Guru, like we bank on GPS, we need to bank on somebody who can guide us. Who is the guru? It is talking about Shrotriyam Brahmanishta. Who knows the inner fundamentals of the scriptures. Not the airy fairy, Tasma Shastra Pramanam Te, Shri Krishna Bhagavad Gita says, one who follows the footsteps of the scriptures, not airy fairy, whatever. One who follows, who says, Bhagavad Gita also, Arjuna asks, whom should I follow? He says, Bhagavan Shri Krishna says, you keep the scripture as the reference. One who travels in that one, Shastra Pramana, Shrotriyam, and one who is devoted to the God. One who is not there to exploit others. One's journey, a guru's goal is the God. Guru's goal is God. Guru is traveling. Along when he or she is traveling, he or she inspires others to come, we'll travel together. It is not that you travel, I'll sit idle. I am already traveling, calling others. Come, come, we'll travel together. Shrotriyam Brahmanishta. And how we can understand this one? Today in the class I talked about, one has to be physically strong, mentally stable, spiritually thirsty. Today, that for example, I go to a new place, I'm so happy looking at the things, so busy looking at, I'm so excited. But if you have gone few times, you are getting bored. So is a spiritual seeker, having traveled this path many lives, feeling bored. I don't want to do the travel in the same line. Aneka janma samprapta karma bandha vidahine atma jnana pradanena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Inner call starts. The student starts getting a inner call. I am not satisfied with only this one. Something more I want to have. Like in my middle school, first time in the school day, they had an invocation prayer. Sahana vavatu, sahana bhunaktu. First time I heard, immediately, I know this one, I have heard. Something, it is there. This is what I wanted. First time I heard in the middle school, maybe third or fourth standard, something, it resonates. One who has traveled gets, I want something, I'm not satisfied with only tangible things, I want to experience something. After many lives, the seeker finds a right teacher by the grace of God. God is so kind, he never forsakes. When you are thirsty, he will put you. Maybe you have come thousands of miles away, you will find somebody. I was in New Zealand, far away. And Guruji came, I was a student doing masters. I saw some poster in the student union building, naturally drawn, it is the God, however far you go, you may go to Antarctica, he will send somebody when the time is right. It is the God's grace. When you are thirsty, you will find water. If you are not thirsty, a teacher may be next to you, but no use. I am not interested. When you are thirsty, naturally you get drawn towards that one. And ajnana timirandasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshurur unmilitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. We all have cataract. We can't see properly. Guru is the one who removes the cataract. Makes us to see better. And today in the class, I talked about Shunvantu Vishwe Amritasya Putraha Ayedhamani Divyani Tastu. Oh world, listen to me. I am giving a call. Please come to me. Shunvantu Vishwe Amritasya Putraha. You don't know the higher possibilities in your life. There is a better things in your life. Come, I will show you. Teacher is calling, but students are not interested. People are not interested. Upanishad, it is not one teacher's problem. All teachers say that one. The great gurus are talking about Shunvantu Vishwe. I am calling you. Experience, there is a higher things. Please listen. But people are so busy they haven't traveled enough. They are not interested. Upanishad is feeling the desperation of the teacher also. Teacher is so keen to give, but students, okay, later. Later, this is a winter month. And later on I will do, and it is further says, Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwara. Guru is the one, like gives the Guru Brahma, makes the students creative. It is not Guru is Brahma. Guru brings in, makes the mind of a students very creative. When you are not creative, you are occupied with ordinary things, mind becomes dull. When you are exposed to the better things, mind gets enlivened, makes the mind very creative like Brahma. Guru enables you like a Vishnu, sustain good things in your life. You have to sustain good things. Guru is like a Shiva, destroys irrelevant things in your life. What is not irrelevant, not to hang on, get rid of that one. You hold on to the good one, that is the Guru Brahma, that is the message. Generally people say, Guru is Brahma, Guru is Vishnu. Not that one. Guru brings in the creativity. Guru enables you to hold on to the good things, and Guru makes you to get rid of irrelevant things from your life. And Guru is the one, Gukara, I talked about Gukaro Andhakarascha, makes you to realize the higher possibility, move from darkness to the light. And whatever we do, that through proper channel, we may try to go to the approach the God directly, go to the temples and whatever, but through the proper channel. In Manish Bhai, he was talking about Kabir Das. Kabir Das, he was a Muslim, but he was a great devotee of Lord Sri Rama. He wanted, I want to have a guru. But he knew at that time, being a Muslim, nobody will give me a upadesha. He was so thirsty. In the Kashi, Sant Ramatirtha, he was early morning, he was getting down the steps to go to the Ganga. He observed where the teacher is going every day. Below the step, he lay himself down, prostrated. And as Guru was walking, he put his foot on his back and moved on. Kabir was so happy. I got the Guru Upadesha. Now I can continue. And that even the great, they say, without the sanction of a Guru, you can't progress. God won't accept. Through the proper channel, you need a sanction of a Guru to go further. Go further, like when you apply any job, it talks about apply through the proper channel. Going to the God also, however we try, it is not possible. Guru Kripa. You have to go through a guru. Yasya deve para bhakti yatha deve tatha guru. Guru tasyaite kathita hyarte prakashante mahatmanaham. And Manish also talks about the type of devotion you have to the God, same amount of devotion you need to have it for Guru. Guru is the one who shows the path to the journey, divinity. That type of devotion is required. If you have that one, the thing starts dawning you naturally. Naturally, the student becomes brilliant. Mukunda Bhakti, Guru Bhakti Jaye, the Skanda Purana also talks about one who gives the liberation is Mukunda. Mukunda means Mukti. One who gives the Mukti, same type of devotion, you have it for the Guru. That the path of liberation, it's scriptures talk about. Without Guru, I may have so much of information, have the whole Google in my mind, but still it's only information. The knowledge has to be dawned. knowledge has to dawn from within. For the knowledge to dawn without the sanction, for myself, my Guruji, when in New Zealand, when he came, I did not sit under his feet to learn each and every letter. All he blessed me with open eyes and blessed me with his eyes. That itself, like a Kabir, just a foot, the blessing. From there, when things are ripe. For example, Ramakrishna Paramahamsa had so many devotees. Vivekananda was ripe. That guru is the one just removes the outer skin. You are ripe. Just it has to remove the skin. That is one. That I was the so many lives. It has ripen. Some trigger is required. Without that trigger, you can't ripe. You can't. The fruit becomes tasteless. That Guruji, he blessed me through his eyes. And Sri Krishna talks about the things happens. How you find a teacher. Purvabhyasena tenaiva hriyate avashopi saha jijnyasurapi bodhavya shabda brahmati vartate. When you are ripen, when you have done the sadhana, so much of sadhana, so many lives, it says, purvabhyasena tenaiva. Naturally it happens. Naturally, we students, we need to have the longing. Narada, in his previous life, he was serving the teachers. For example, in Melbourne, and in New Zealand also, so many saints, maybe hundreds of swamis, they came and stayed with us. In the Narada story, talks about his mother was, in a previous life, was a widow serving everywhere, and she was serving somewhere, and snake bit her and she died. This orphan boy, he did not know what to do. He was going with the teachers, saints, rishis, and helping them wherever. And when they went, they gave him a mantra. He was doing the japa, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. And he had the light within. He had that experience. Then he said, I want to see it again. At that time, he heard the Asharira Vani, not this life. You have to, next life, you will see me all the time. Narada in the previous life. So much of sadhana has done. Our sadhana yatra also, I talked about sadhana, that whatever you do, invest in this one, never will go waste. I may invest in share market, it may be prosperous or go down, but one who has invested in God, he assures, it won't go waste. Every investment, every time you have spent thinking about that one, never will go waste. And Sri Krishna talks about the how to know him. Tadviddi pranipatena pariprasnena sevayam upadekshyanti te jnanam jnanina tattva darshinaham. To know about him. And like Manish said, Upanishad and Veda, if you read so many commentaries, you are so confused. Some talks about this way, some talks about, to know about the inner meaning, you have to approach a teacher with humility. Pranipatena, with humility approach, ask the question, eager to know the answer. Praniprasnena sevaya. Then the teacher may reveal the secret. There is no guarantee, but what is required, onus is put on the student. Take the responsibilities, the serious seeker. And the guru is the God is so compassionate, through Guru Kripa, ordinary person becomes extraordinary. Ordinary person becomes extraordinary, and the Guru Purnima is a is a day to celebrate. It's everyone's life. We have embarked on the path of light. Today is a Vyasa Purnima also. Veda Vyasa, Bhagavan himself, he has given us the knowledge. Embodiment, he is the seat where we are sitting. That place, that seat is called as Vyasa Purnima. Vyasa Pita. It is not somebody is talking, it's Veda Vyasa inside is speaking. That is that much of reverence is there. All the seat, it is a seat of a Veda Vyasa. Vyasa Purnima, Vyasa, Veda Vyasa has given the segmented Vedas, Upanishad, Puranas, Mahabharata, all gamuts, all acharyas, to begin with, they offer their obeisance to Veda Vyasa. It is a day to remember, and on this occasion, we pray that may we be on the path of enlightenment, and may we have the protection of Guru, who may we find a Guru who is besides us. We need a role model in our life. We have a role model, pick up the role model and get disappointed. You need to have a role model to compare always whenever you feel depressed, dejected, and contemplating on the role model, you'll get a boost of energy. We bank on our investment, we bank on our employer, and sooner or later we get disappointed. We need a co-traveler with us who inspires us all along. That is called as Guru. Guru is the one. Guru means heavy. Guru means credibility. One who gives the meaning to our life is called as Guru. One who gives the credibility to our life is called as Guru. We need somebody who brings the meaning to our life. Many people I come across, elderly people also, life is useless, meaningless. That there is no meaning to life, the sadhana. Guru brings the meaning to our life. And regarding this life, I have a message for all yoga students. Yoga students need to position themselves not in the crowded market. They have to position themselves, set themselves apart from the rest. The student of Vasudeva Kriya Yoga, you are so special, divinity in yoga. You have to remember, you every day say to yourself, I am not ordinary. When I have a grace of God, why I should be ordinary? I don't want to be washed out. And today I talked about Vikriti, Prakriti and Samskriti. Vikriti is our Nagendra asked me to remind also the children. We had 4 weeks of break. We have started back. The default state. What is your default state? Is it inflexibility or flexibility? What is your default state? Is it sickness or health? What is your default state? Dull life or inspired life? What is your default state? Feeling impoverished or empowered? Feeling abundance? What is your default state? Anxiety or full of hope in the future? In the our default state, in the 4 weeks, left unchecked, we fall back into the default state. We fall back into the default state, and that is called as Vikriti. 4 weeks, no yoga, I sleep. Sleep on Sunday up to 8 o'clock. Goal in the life, like a snake, when it is reclining, it coils itself and head down. Not to be that way. That is called as Vikriti. Tamasic nature. Prakriti is the one. The parents say, I don't tell anything to my children. I had a tough time as a child. May my children do whatever they want. Whatever they want, my children, I will let them free. Like a cow, I let them loose, let them graze whatever they want. Eat whatever they want, drink whatever they want. Like an animal, that is called as prakriti. Like an animal instinct. There is another called as samskriti. Samskriti, discipline. You had to discipline them in a right one, guide them in the sattvic way. Sattvic way, initially they rebel, but end result is happiness. Samskriti, through samskar, samskriti, you become someone extraordinary. People following the vikriti or prakriti, they are a washout. If you want to become someone extraordinary, to be remembered, become an inspiration for your next generation, you need to have samskriti. Sadhana is required. Sadhana, without a guru, you cannot have a sadhana. Without a guru, easily you will slip back into your old default state. If you want to move out of your default state, you want somebody who will make sure that you won't fall back. Guru is very strict. So, I want the students to become someone extraordinary. They have to distinguish themselves from the crowd. They have to position themselves, and all our life we are concerned about making more money for our retirement, sacrificing. In the financial planner will come, calculate how old are you now, what age you will be retiring. He will say you need this much of money. Whole life I am borrowing extra money, investing more, not enjoying, worrying about my future funds. How much money I have to have? 10 property enough? Somebody's there. No, 10 is not enough. You need 15. Whole life I'm not enjoying. You have to go beyond what I'm talking about. Our Vasudeva Kriya Yoga students, they should develop a yogic village. Have, as they're aging, the community, maybe a carpenter, electrician, a software person, doctor, whatever trade, the old age, the free service. Money is not involved. Whatever is required, you are supporting each other. Your old age, you should not be worried about how much money I want. When I have a close-knit community, you are supporting each other. Not money is transacted, everyone is offering. Offering the service, so half my burden is over. I need not have to worried about how much money. As frugal living, everyone is supporting each other. Your support, supporting each other, and you are nourishing each other. In the retirement, old age time, you are supporting, nobody is orphaned. Whether children is here or not, our yoga team, yoga persons should be supporting each other, develop a yoga village. Yoga village, you bank on others. Your children may be here or not, but those who imbibe the values as mentioned in the scriptures, if you imbibe, educate your children also, let us develop this yoga community. This is a retirement plan. Retirement plan, it is aging gracefully. We have to age gracefully, not out of anxiety, depression. Aging gracefully, this model, we have to start here, we should extend to the whole world. Whole world, world is becoming aging, old age is a challenge. Governments cannot support. The money, however much of money you have, you cannot sustain. Aging gracefully, this we have to develop here, develop the yoga community, each of you, each of us, looking after, so our old age is without anxiety and stress. and so that we can focus on our sadhana. Focus on our sadhana, that is the message for the Guru Purnima, and I wish you all the best. May the Guru, I talked about Bhagavan's another name is Guru, may he lead all of us towards the path of freedom. May our old age, as we are getting old age, may we not have any disease. Kale Varshad, repeat after me, Kale Varshad Parjanyaha Prithivi Sasya Shalini Desho Ayam Kshobarahitaha Brahmana Sant Nirbhayaha. Brahmana means seeker of higher things. Yoga means seeker of higher things. May we lead our life without any anxiety, stress, worry. May our, as we are aging, may we live a life without any worry. And may this world be without any war. May this earth provide abundance for us and coming generation. This is the message for the Guru Purnima, and may the Bhagavan bless all of us in this path. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.